Good evening and welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. I am a motivational speaker, entrepreneur, businesswoman, also known as Madam Olympian. Checking In with Joetta is an interactive show that will discuss topics with business and financial leaders, educators, sports legends, entrepreneurs, and health and wellness advocates. The caller number for the show is 646-787-1680, 646-787-1680. Call, text, tweet, email, however you communicate with your friends, let them know that Checking In with Joetta is on live this evening. Again, that caller number is 646-787-1680, 646-787-1680. You can also tweet at Joetta Olympian or email us at joettaevents@yahoo.com. Again, this is Madam Olympian, and you're listening to Checking In with Joetta, the show that is all about you. Good evening, and I'm back, and I'm happy to be here this evening. Today, the show is all about what's on your mind. As I always say, if it's on your mind, then I want to talk about it. There's so much going on in the world, and we sometimes take for granted everything that's going on, and we act as if the only thing that matters is what's in our world. And you know what? This evening, that's true. Whatever is on your mind, I want to talk about it, and I want you to feel free to call in at 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. This evening, you might want to know what's on my mind. Well, a lot is on my mind. I have about 4 points that I want to talk about. But the first thing I want to talk about is the fact that we have been in Family Fitness Month. May is officially the month where families are supposed to get fit together. And we've had people on the show talking to you about different exercises and different activities that you can do to be fit with your family and do it together. Some might think eating is a way to be fit with your families, and guess what? You're absolutely right. If you eat healthy foods and talk about the nutritional facts of the foods that you're going to take in, and also you might go grocery shopping and you find out that it's important to go over the different aisles with your kids, and that's also healthy, healthy foods, healthy eating. But I also learned that if you go on walks, bicycle rides, hiking, swimming, and yes, walking and roller skating and skateboarding, these are also activities that you can do with your kids that foster good health and also nutrition. So when we talk about May being Family Fit Month, it's important that you do those things. But I also wanted to let you know that while you're eating and exercising, you also have to make sure you're checking in with your doctors to make sure you're healthy. So we have our physicals, and the older you get, there are different tests that you must take to ensure that you're healthy and also monitor you being healthy. So it's also important for you to have your children get their concussion screening test that they have to have before they compete in different fall and winter and spring sports for next year. So we're talking about being fit together in the month of May. We have a couple of more months, left for you to be fit in the month of May. But when the last day rolls around in May, we don't want you to put all of that family fitness aside. We want you to continue to be fit in June, July, August, September. In other words, family fitness may be carved out for the month of May, but I truly believe family fitness transcends one month. It goes into other months as well. So make sure that you take time to check in with your doctors and check your children in with doctors as well. And during this month of May, you can also work on a plan that you can activate in the month of June and July. So it could be a workout schedule, a weightlifting schedule, an aerobic schedule, a bicycling schedule. And I tend to find out when you're doing more of those activities and you have a schedule, you can stick to it. So often we don't stick to our schedules because we don't have one. We simply do what we want to do when we want to do it, and that good old excuse, I don't have time or I ran out of time, is really used when you don't want to do something. So let's remember to be healthy, not only in the month of May, but throughout the other months as well. So that's been something that's been on my mind. Remember, the calling number is 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. Feel free to call in, and also you can text or tweet. And when you text, you can text us, and you can tweet us as well at Joetta Olympian, and the email address is joettaevents@yahoo.com. That's joettaevents@yahoo.com. When you call in today, tell us what's on your mind. Because if, as I said, if it's on your mind, then I want to talk about it. I also want to talk about a topic that's been very dear to me lately, and I seem to think that, thought that I was the only one thinking like this, but I seem to think that other people feel the same way that I do. And I went to an event the other day, and we talked about accomplishing your mission, mission accomplished. What are we doing as women to make sure that we remain healthy for our families? Are we putting everybody first, and then we, on the other hand, put ourselves last? And what happens is a lot of times that when we do that, we don't take care of ourselves, so we're no good for anybody else. And the event where I participated as a speaker was a Go Red for Women luncheon, and I did my signature presentation, Mission Accomplished. And the real key is, are you really accomplishing your mission if you are not taking care of yourself? And as you know, heart disease is prevalent in the women's community, but also in men as well. But this happened to be a Go Red for Women, so we focus on women, and we also focus on women because a lot of times we have our children, we're working, we're shuffling to all the different activities that our kids have, and we just don't take time out for ourselves. So when we're working through our day and we are trying to make everybody happy and making sure everyone else is healthy, make sure you take time out of your day to inhale, to exhale, to exercise, to walk, to do your yoga, to just meditate, to do whatever you must to get yourself and to keep yourself in a positive frame of mind. And also, as you know, when you're stressed out, the hormones change, and when you get stressful, that is a prime time for different infections and diseases and ailments to take over. So make sure, women, that you're taking time to take care of yourselves. And also, if you don't take care of yourself, then you're going to be no good for anybody else. So that's what's on my mind this morning. Remember, the calling number is 646-787-1680. That's 646-787-1680. And I said this morning, and I know it's this evening, it's been a long day, and I'm sure at this time at 9 p.m., I thank you for checking in. It's 9 p.m. Eastern time. It depending on where you are, it's a different time. But the most important thing is that you have taken time out to be part of this show. So remember to call, text, tweet, or however you communicate with your friends and let them know that Joetta is on with Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. We're going to go to the phone lines after this next commercial break. The Matthew J. Moran Health Assessment Center for Athletes provides education, evaluation, and assessments of sports injuries and sports-related cardiac and concussion screening. Barnabas Health has this fantastic center for you to come out to make sure your student-athletes are being attended properly. You can have these free screenings at various times throughout the year. So for more information about the Matthew J. Moran Health Assessment Center for Athletes, please visit the website barnabashealth.org/Moran, barnabashealth.org/Moran, or you can call 973-322-7913. That's 973-322-7913. Thank you. Good evening and welcome back to Checking In with Joe Etta, the show that's all about you. I thank everyone for calling in and being on these phone lines, and I look forward to speaking with all of you this evening, or as many of you as possible. As you know, it's What's On Your Mind Wednesday, and if it's on your mind, then I want to talk to you about what's on your mind. There's sports going on, there's business, there's finances. And speaking of finances, did you notice that NASDAQ and the Dow Jones? The NASDAQ is 5,106, and the Dow Jones is 18,162. That was the closing. I can't remember not too long ago when that Dow Jones was hovering around 6,000 and 7,000, and the NASDAQ was down to 5,000. So I hope everyone has had the opportunity to invest. It's never too late to invest and to get involved in that great institution for not only you, but for your future. Your future would be your kids or your grandkids. We don't sometimes leave a legacy to our grandkids and our kids. And so by investing and finding the right agent to help you find out the plan that's best for you, you're not going to be able to have something for your family in the future. We always say the future starts now. So right now is a good time to try and organize your files and making sure that you are getting involved in investing and saving and making sure you have everything right. So when the time comes for you to pass on, or if the time comes for you to give your children and grandchildren some type of award for doing well in school, for getting married or from graduating from college, these are all pivotal points where we tend to want to reward our youth. So it's important for you to have those things in order, your investments, your wills, and your everything of that nature. So remember to take time to organize and to start. And if you don't know where to start, you can always go to your local banks. They all have these programs there. But you can also look into different brokerage homes, and some people have the energy and the wherewithal to want to do it themselves. But the most important thing is that you get someone you feel comfortable with and someone that you don't mind working with as you go through your life. And as you go through life, you change. Things that I wanted to invest in when I was younger, I may not invest in now. So it's important that you get involved in either stock market or in mutual funds, gold, real estate, whatever it is. Make sure you have something left for your kids. Have a legacy. And that's so very important. So, as I've mentioned, the call number is 646-787-1680, 646-787-1680. And I'm going to go to the phone lines. And remember, when I mention the last four digits of your number, that means that I'm speaking to you. So, welcome, caller 1783. Caller 1783, welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. What is on your mind this Wednesday?
I just had a comment. I know there's just so many different life insurances people get nowadays, and you get calls that you really shouldn't be getting anymore from different investment-type companies, insurance companies offering you insurance to take care of your mortgage and insurance to do this when it comes to different things. I just wanted to get your opinion on what types of things you should look out for when you think it might be a scam.
Well, thank you for asking that question. And what's on your mind is the opportunity for you to do that. I am not a financial planner, so I would just like to preface it with that. But as you also know, if it sounds too good to be true, usually it is not. So with that being said, yes, there are different ways, different life insurances, term, whole life, and so forth and so on. But the best thing to do is to find someone, find a company, find an organization that can help you with that situation. So if you don't do that, then you're going to end up possibly making a mistake or being taken. I have a family member that many years ago did term insurance, and when the term was over, the insurance the money was no longer there, and they were livid that they spent this money over these years. And when it's time for them to pass at an older age, they don't have any insurance. Nothing was there, and there was nothing that can be done about it. So make sure you read over the policies. If you're not able to do that and you trust someone else that can help you, that's important. I would tend to think to go with a more credible organization and to do some research, and don't be so quickly to sign on the dotted line. So hopefully that asked your question, answers your question, and thank you for asking the question. Did you have another question this evening?
Yes, I also wanted to know about when it comes to investing for the children's education, it varies from state to state, and I just wanted people to know that sometimes when you look into that, you can tie into different things that you may not know the right questions to ask. So when you say if it sounds too good to be true, sometimes it is, because I know people that bought into things like that, and when it came time to utilize that money for their children's future, it wasn't available in the way it was explained to them.
And I think that, you know, it's a good point, caller. So often we, you know, rely on other people to explain everything to us and take their word. With the internet and the computer, is good for more than playing games. You can do a lot of research on there yourself. And if you're older and you really don't understand that whole dynamic, maybe you have someone that's younger that can help you and your family. Hopefully that would be the case. But the bottom line is, you do not want to squander your retirement money or your last savings into a scam. You definitely don't want to do that. And as for those 529 funds for your scholarships and student scholarships, there's so many of those as well. So we have to make sure that you have the right one for your state and the one that's best for the person that you're saving for, which would be your child or grandchild. Mm-hmm. So thank you, caller, for checking in with Joetta. I appreciate your questions. And is this your first time calling the show?
Oh, no, it's not.
Well, good. I'm glad that you've called in and continue to call in. And it's callers like you that give me the energy to stay on. And I know that you like what we're doing. So I thank you very much. And I also want everyone to know that this is the next 2 weeks. This week and next week will be the next 2 weeks for you to email us to let us know some show topics that you would like to hear. But also, if you have a business idea or a concept, and if you have a company, if you are self-employed, this is the opportunity for you to come on the show. We are now accepting emails from individuals that have a business and they want to be on the show, and you have 14 days to get that information over to us, because on the 15th day, we will select 10 people for our next 10 shows. So remember, if you want to be on the show, you know someone that has an organization or a business or a nonprofit, they can send their information to joettaevents@yahoo.com. That's joettaevents@yahoo.com. So, caller, thank you for calling in, and make sure that you tell someone about the opportunity to be on the show and promote their product. And if you have a product or an idea that you want to promote and talk about on Checking In with Joetta, please feel free to email us at joettaevents@yahoo.com.
You're welcome, and I most definitely will.
Thank you. We're going to take another caller, caller 2680, caller 2680. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question? Today is What's On Your Mind Wednesday, so hopefully you have something that's on your mind that you can share with the audience.
Yes. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You know, I'm always concerned, and you talk so much about saving and planning. I don't think our young people really understand how important it is to start saving at a young age. If a young person gets a job and you have the opportunity to invest in a 401 or whatever your job offers, in your 20s, I think you would agree that that's the ideal time to start a savings, even if it's a little bit at a time, you know, just a little bit a week. It really adds up, and I think our young people really need to be prompted and made aware of how important that is.
Well, Carla, thank you for saying that, and I do agree with you. At the Joetta Clark Dick Sports Foundation, we have a program called Financial and Fitness Literacy Program, and that program is a program that helps young people starting 8th grade, 9th grade, and 10th grade. And it helps them understand the difference between saving and investing, mutual funds, stock market, how to read the Wall Street Journal. So I do agree with you. And so often where our parents now do not sit down and go over how to write checks, or either, you know, that might be a thing of the past. A lot of people do online banking, but I believe that it's important for people to know how to do old school, because when everything fails, all old school always prevails. So there's nothing wrong with sitting down, writing out a check, and teaching your child how to do that. Also, tell them how, you know, to dollar cost average with investing, and the importance of investing and not using credit cards as much when they go away to college. I don't know about you. I was really fortunate, and I did not get caught up with any of those scams and credit cards that a lot of my friends got caught up in. But it's so very important for you not to use these credit cards and try and live up and beyond your means, being in debt. I said, did you experience that when you were in your early 20s?
No, thank goodness. I did not get in any credit card debt. And my mother did teach me the basics. I think, you know, she could have done a better job, but I think that old school, you know, a lot of times parents didn't really talk about certain things like, you know, sex and money. And they just didn't talk about it that much. So I think it's so important in this day and age that we do sit down and talk to our children in depth at early ages to get them to understand, because our society is a consumer society, and kids just really don't understand, regardless if they come from wealthy parents or wealthy households, or if they don't have that much, they still, everybody just wants, and I think it's so vital to get a good, big understanding of what the value of a dollar is.
And also, not only what the value of a dollar is, but also to be savvy. So often, as you mentioned, people don't go to the human resource department and to find out about the different plans and the different matching funds that different companies have out there for them. So if nothing else, the caller brought up a good idea for you to realize that you can start investing at a very young age. And I think that with all the different online applications and online tools, there's no excuse for you not to get educated either with your child or educate your child when they grow up. And if they do make a mistake, they at least know that they were making the mistake and that you taught them well. So thank you, caller, for checking in with Joetta. Do you have another question? I'm giving my callers a little bit more time because it is What's On Your Mind Wednesday. And I always say, if it's on your mind, then I want to talk about it.
No, that's about what I wanted to say, and thank you for listening, and have a nice evening.
Well, thank you very much for calling, and remember, if you have someone that you know, or if you have a company or a business or entrepreneur, or if you have a product that you want to talk about, please feel free these next 2 weeks to send us an email at joettaevents@yahoo.com, and then this way, we can select our 10 winners so they can come on the show and be my guests and talk about their business ideas or their business and their products, because we have over 100,000 hits on our website a month. So this is a great place to advertise and to let people know that you are out there. So thank you for being out there listening to me, caller, and we look forward to speaking with you.
Thank you, and I certainly will do that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go to have a guest that will be on the line with us this evening. I'm sure that you will enjoy listening to our guest, and when I come back, I will let you know more about our guest. I'm going to keep you in suspense, so don't go anywhere. Just remember, it's What's On Your Mind Wednesday. The phone number is 646-787-1680, or you can tweet at Joetta Olympian. That's Joetta Olympian. Four-time Olympian, I've made sports my mission by establishing the Joetta Clark Diggs Sports Foundation, where we go into school districts and talk about fitness and sports and being healthy. I think sports changes lives because it teaches you how to be confident, courageous, focused, and disciplined. And these are characteristics that you need to have in life. I want people to know that, yes, I am a four-time Olympian, but my mission is not to have these kids be Olympians. My mission is to make sure that they are champions of their lives, that they do the best that they can do, and that they realize that sports and fitness are very important. So if I can get that across to people, especially my youth, I'm very happy. I work diligently to try and create programs that help the kids. So many kids are not healthy, they're not eating properly, and as a four-time Olympian, I have a platform, and I should make a difference. So that's what I want to do, and that's why my mission in the community is to make sure that we combat obesity and make sure that we do that through sports. Personally, I believe to whom much is given, much is required. But anyone that comes through my program, they understand strong mind, strong body, that equals a strong future. And that's what we do at the Jordan Project Sports Foundation. Good evening, and welcome back to Checking In with Joy, the show that's all about you. Today is What's on Your Mind Wednesday, and I told you a couple of things that were on my mind today, and we had a caller talk about investing, and we had another caller talk about the possible scams with life insurance, and I talked about the fact that this is Family Fitness Month, but when this month is over, it's important that you continue to work out with the family. So those are some things that are on my mind. I'm going to have our guest come on. His name is Brad Armstrong, and he is going to talk to you and talk to you about what's on his mind. And what's on his mind would be some of the ways that athletes are helped in this billion-dollar industry. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Brad Armstrong to the show, checking in with Joetta. Welcome, Brad, to the show.
How are you, Joetta? Good evening.
Good evening. I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. How have you been doing?
I'm pretty good.
Well, you know the name of the show, Checking In with Joetta, so thank you for taking time to check in with Joetta. And I want my listeners to hear from you in the mix of the football combines, and we now have the NBA finals, getting ready for the finals, and there are other sporting events going on. You have golf, you have tennis, you have the NASCAR. So you're coming in as a sports agent. And what I'd like to do this evening is for you to talk about the benefits of having someone represent you and basically how you got started in this field. So let's go with the last question first. How did you get started in the field of sports, and what do you hope to accomplish by going down the career path that you selected?
One of the things that your callers have been calling in about and have been, I guess, stressing the importance of, and that is money management and finances and things like that. Those are things that, in my opinion, more than any other profession, the athletes that enter into professional sports, they are lacking that knowledge. Okay, a lot of them, you know, in years past have come out of school, out of high school. Okay, some of them have come out of school early, 2 years or 3 years or what have you. In football, they're allowed to exit after 3 years after high school. And so many of them do because of the wear and tear that football puts on the body. Okay, so when I was thinking about, you know, what I wanted to do with my law degree, because I had two passions. One passion was with athletics, the other passion was in law. So when I decided that I wanted to, you know, pursue the law passion, I said to myself, what do I want to do with this degree? And sports law was right at the top of my list. And the reason for that is because I'm a former athlete as well. Okay, so from days, you know, days past, when I say that I was a scholarship athlete, I wasn't talking about being an athletic scholarship athlete. I was an academic scholarship athlete. Okay, so my love of sports was because of, you know, it's what I wanted to do. It's something that I longed to do. So so the passion, you know, from sports and befriending a lot of athletes, including yourself, I saw what they were going through. I saw what, some of them had to deal with as far as their agents are concerned. I saw where a lot of times agents were living off the backs of the athlete, and their wealth was fine. But the athlete's wealth was, you know, oftentimes not sustainable. Okay, and so you know those were the driving forces to have me do what I'm doing today. And it's born out of my friendships with some of these athletes.
And you talked about you're talking about friendships with the athletes and the drive to make sure that the athletes are able to sustain their lifestyle or close to it once they retire. So by being an agent, and I had an agent as well, and what I found out that agents were able to do was it's difficult to talk about yourself to a meet director or to an organization, but the agent kind of bridged that gap between myself and the meet director or the sponsor. So with you, Brad, is that something that you try and do, which is to bridge the gap between the athlete and the sponsor or the organization? And most importantly, if you can give us the name of your company and the website so people can visit the website while, you know, we have you on the line, that would be most helpful.
Okay. Well, the agency's name is Armstrong Sports and Entertainment. It's at www.armstronge.com. Okay. And basically what you're saying is the absolute truth, okay? The idea was to build a support system within the organization that allows the athlete not only to focus on the here and now, but know that they're going to be advised, you know, for their future as well. So what I'm doing right now is I'm putting together a support team that not only helps them get ready for football today and help guide them through that path today. I've gone to some seminars and some other events earlier this year, and I've developed some strategic contacts that will be coming onto the website you know, later on this summer. But right now we're focused on getting the athlete the best opportunity to succeed today to make a team. After, you know, the career is done, when they move from the spotlight into the twilight, as I say, okay, we're focused at that point on what they need to do for their future. And so the way I built my organization was I felt like I needed to have an understanding of all these pieces that I wanted to put together, you know, to make sure that whether I do it myself or whether I outsource it, what have you, that I'm able to understand the processes, because I understand that the processes are necessary, but I need to understand the processes that are being implemented such that I can make sure that I keep control over what is being taken from the athlete. I kind of got very concerned when I saw a whole bunch of hands in the pot and everybody was taking such a large piece of the pot and leaving, you know, the athlete who's actually earning the dollars, being left out, or not being left out, but having limited, fewer resources to do the things that I'm trying to do for them, which is help them to think about what's coming after the game and having a sustainable income. So as your callers were talking earlier about investments and things like that, one of the other things that I don't think that they harped on enough was entrepreneurship. Okay, so when we talk about, you know, these athletes having large sums of money, and many of them not educated either in the home or in the classroom about what to do with those large sums of money. You know, those large sums of money, if not managed properly, go quickly, right? What I want to do is I want to teach them to, or help guide them, I should say, in saying, let's do wise things with this money, okay? We can have a revenue stream while you're playing. We can develop another revenue stream by thinking entrepreneurially. And then once we have two revenue streams going, we can then talk about investment. So that's the basic plan. So basically my journey, if you will, went from my undergraduate first was in biology, which I'm not using right now. I used it earlier in my career as a sales rep. But then I went and got a marketing degree because I was in the business sector at that time, and I decided, you know, well, how do I expand my career here in business? So I wanted to do the marketing aspect. And then once I got to the marketing aspect and I said, you know what, I haven't done enough here for myself. I haven't done enough for the people that I care about, which are the guys, the people that I befriended, the guys and girls that I befriended on the track and field. I wanted to become an agent. So I went to get the law. I went and got the law degree as as a way of being able to understand contracts, being able to write them, negotiate for them, review them, make sure they're not getting cheated, all that sort of thing. All right, so that's where the law degree comes in. The marketing degree came in with the sales background that I've had, so I know how to sell my athlete. The PR skills I got when I looked for companies to work for as a PR person, and I ended up working for Rutgers as a PR person. And then beyond that, I felt like there was one thing necessary, and that was to get the experience, the knowledge of finance. So I went.
Well, it seems as though you are a one-stop shop where you have everything that an athlete would need to have in order to be successful. Not only do they have someone that spent many years trying to obtain the necessary degrees to be effective, you talk about contracts, endorsement deals, financial planning, money management, estate planning, legal services, and tax consulting. And those are some of the big areas that a lot of athletes do not know, a lot of agents do not go into. So just off of the top of looking at what you've said and listening to what you've said and doing some research, it seems as though those are some of the areas in which you definitely stand out from anyone else. So what I'm going to do, Brad, is you've been talking about what you do, and you've been really big in the NFL draft, and you've had some individuals going through that, and you're looking forward to doing more in the future. But what I want to do right now is take a couple of calls and see what our callers want to ask of you. So stay here. We'll take one call, and then we'll come back after the break and take some more. So remember, when I call the last 4 digits of your number, that means I'm speaking with you. So call a 4110. Call a 4110. Welcome to Checking In with Joetta. The topic is What's on Your Mind Wednesday, so feel free to talk about What's on Your Mind Wednesday and also to ask Brad, who is an agent for his own company called Brad S.E. Armstrong. I'm sorry, called Armstrong S.N.E. That's Armstrong Entertainment, and you can visit him at Armstrong S.E. Sam Edwards or either sportsentertainment.com. That's Armstrong S.E.com. Welcome, caller, to Checking In with Joetta. This show is all about you. Do you have a comment or question?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call, Joetta. And hi, Brad. The question I have is for Brad. Actually, I have a few questions. I don't know if I have enough time, but one of the first ones is, do the athletes come to you, or do you go to recruit the athletes?
Both happened, actually. When I first started out, obviously, I was unknown, so I had to solicit the athletes. I entered in the states where I thought I could probably, have the biggest message, and that was schools that had big programs. So the first states I was in, well, my home base is New Jersey, but then I went to Alabama and I went into Kentucky as well. I put out my information from there. From the time I put that information out, introducing Armstrong Sports and Entertainment, to my being online, which just happened in October of last year. I am now averaging over 600 hits per month. So the name is spreading rapidly, and that's only after being in 3 states. Okay, so I guess the answer is I first solicited, and I'm still going to solicit. But what happened this year as far as my recruitment, not only did I solicit, but I had my emails blowing up with a lot of kids that, wanted to subscribe to my mm-hmm. services, which felt very good. Felt like, that my message is getting across, the services that I provide are needed, and they're desired. I don't know if that
answers your... Well, thank you, Carla. Do you have another question? You said you had a couple... As you know, so if it's on your mind, then feel free to, I give you a little bit more time to expand and expound on your comments.
Okay. The next question is, I'm just curious, how often do you find that there's a lot of interference from relatives, such as parents, trying to negotiate with you for the athlete? I've seen things on television where parents are always putting their hands in the pot, and if that happens, how do you deal with that without, I guess, hurting the feelings of the athlete and not getting it because of it?
The whole way my model is designed is to invite the family into the process. Oftentimes these kids feel like they're bulletproof, they can't be told anything and all that sort of thing. So I invite the parents to help me help the child understand the importance of what I'm talking about. As far as the parent perhaps getting into the pockets of the children, if the parent understands the process, the parent mm-hmm. understands that they should not be in the pocket of the child. The parent then is on my team to help me help the child. And so we're all working together.
Okay.
So when you're saying you work together, you look forward to and you include the parents or the guardians in the process. But in doing that, sometimes have you run into an instance where you want to go in one direction and the parent wants to go in another direction? And when you're dealing with the kids out of college and some people that are leaving the college early, you know, some of them may be 18, 19, but I would guess that many of your clients are, you know, adults. So they may not even have their parents or may not really want to have to listen to what their parents have to say. So even though you want to invite the parents into the system, do you find a time where you have to, because your client does not want the parent involved, that you have to disengage?
Well, many of the clients that I've had this past year, their parents, you know, after meeting me, they were satisfied with what I was trying to do for their child, and they basically took a back seat and they observed. I've gotten very positive comments from some of the parents, not only that I represented, but parents of other athletes who saw me, you know, in action, basically. There was a circumstance where I had to go to the training site and I had to do my business as well as be a part of the training process. But anyway, so they saw the things that I was doing, and they saw the things that I was doing over and above what the other agent was doing, and some of them still call me to this day, and they're not even my athlete. So, you know, so there are a lot of athletes and a lot of parents that see what I'm trying to do, understand the process, decide on their own that they're willing to take the back seat. Now, to your question, Joyda, there was one that did not, that thought that they knew better. And I'm not arrogant, okay, but I am comfortable in what I know, okay? And if you don't want to be a part of the process to help, then I will let the athlete go. If they think that they can do better, I'm okay with that, okay? And if the parent thinks that they can do better, I'm okay with that, right? So I let them, you know, do their own thing, so to speak. And what happened in this one instance, when I said, okay, you think you can do better, I'll let you have the reins, and I'll remove myself from the process. They came running back, okay, because they realized that they don't really know. Everybody wants, you know, when we say too many cooks spoil the broth, that kind of thing, everybody wants to, you know, think that they can lead and know what's happening until you give them the job. And then it's like, oh, wait, I'm too far out here. You know, and then they want to back up. So I'm, like I said, I'm not arrogant, but I am comfortable in knowing what I know. I research what I don't know. And that comes from the legal background. They taught us to research very well. Okay, so
right.
So I am not afraid if the parent wants to take the reins. I'm not afraid to let them take the reins and let them, you know, do their thing. But you know, most often when people see my credentials, they say, no, I'd rather you do it. I mean, when you look at my credentials on the website, it shows you that I've been recognized as being the top 1% of business school graduates in the state of New Jersey. So, you know, there's multiple honor societies and things like that to say that, you know, academically I know what's going on. And so I know I'm comfortable, I should say. I'm confident, I should say. In doing
well. You know what, I'm going to slow you down for a second. It's good that you're confident and comfortable. And caller, thank you for asking those questions or checking in with Joyda. Before we continue down that path, I wanted to see if you had another question because you did say you had two. And did you ask both of your questions?
I did, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for checking in with Jordan and asking Brad questions. And Brad, you see that the callers are very interested and they want to know how they can contact you. So if you don't mind, again, give us your website and your email address if you'd like for them to contact you. But you probably have that on your website. And through my foundation, we do programs called Cisco, Students Interested in Sports Career Opportunities. And being a sports agent was one of the careers in this billion-dollar industry. So it's really good to see that you have a good command of it and you're doing something a little bit different. You're providing services that some other agents aren't doing, and I see your passion behind it. So before we end your segment, could you please give us your website once again? And just give us a short overview of what Armstrong SE is all about and how they can contact you.
Okay. The website, again, is armstrongse.com, and that stands for Armstrong Sports and Entertainment. So armstrongse.com. You can get to us through the contact us page where you can just fill out the form and put your email address, and we can correspond that way. Otherwise, you can email me directly at bstrong@armstrongse.com. And that's B, just the letter B, strong@armstrongse.com. And then soon to come, in the next probably couple of days or so, we are going to be out in the Twitterverse, if you will. So I'll be tweeting every now and again. Handle for the Twitter account is Strong Profiles. It's at Strong Profiles, I should say. So at Strong Profiles would be our handle. Okay. Now,
well, that would be really great. That would be your handle at Twitter, at Strong Profiles. And I think it's important for everyone to know that having an agent, having someone be the go-between you and the meet director, person that's handling the contracts for organizations would be an agent. And Brad just eloquently differentiated his services from others. And most importantly, you hear a passion behind what he's doing. So if you know of boys and girls, young men, young women that are in sports and need some representation, feel free to contact Brad. He gave you the email address and he also gave you the website. So thank you, Brad, for coming on and checking in with Joetta and sharing your wealth of knowledge with us. And good luck to you with your athletes, with your business, and with the different products that you offered within your organization.
Thank you very much, Joetta. Anytime. Love to join you again.
Have a good evening. Call us. We have some more time. We have a couple of open lines. So remember, you can call 646-787-1680. And I see some other people on the air as well, and they want to get on. So remember, 646-787-1680. That is the caller number for the show. And it's What's On Your Mind Wednesday. So as I often say, if it's on your mind, then I want to talk about it. And we'll come back to you after this break. So the Joetta Clark Diggs Track and Field Speed Camp will be in Somerville, New Jersey at the Somerville High School. This is the 15th year of the Track and Field Speed Camp, sponsored by Johnson & Johnson and the Joetta Clark Diggs Sports Foundation. The camp in New Jersey is from June 29th through July 3rd, and we will also have our track and field meet on July 11th. For more information, visit JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com. That's JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com. And if you live in Pennsylvania, we have another camp at Easton High School, the Easton Area High School. And that camp is from July 13th through July 17th. And that camp will be at the Easton Area High School, boys and girls ages 7 through 18. So we look forward to seeing you at that camp as well. So you can visit JoettaSportsAndBeyond.com. And you can go to either the Easton Area Track and Field Camp in Pennsylvania or the camp in Somerville, New Jersey at Somerville High School. And listeners, I have a great announcement to make, and the announcement is simple. June 6th, I will bring out my new line. It's called Eliminate Excuses. We often hear about excuses and about how we can't do something, but in order to be successful, you have to have the capacity to stay focused. And by staying focused, you have to eliminate excuses. So get ready to wear the hats, the bags, the shirts, and we have a lot of nice products for you. June 6th is the day for you to eliminate excuses, and you can eliminate your excuses by going to our website and buying some products that will help to remind you that you don't have to make any excuses. If you have a dream, if you have a vision, go after it. Don't wait for anyone else to help you get there. Get there on your own. So Eliminate Excuses will be available June 6th, and I hope you have time to visit our website so you can be part of the Eliminate Excuses Nation. Welcome back to Check It In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. We've had a great show so far, and the time really goes by quickly when we're talking about What's On Your Mind Wednesday. What's On Your Mind Wednesday is a great opportunity for you to call in to help talk to us about what's on your mind and topic that's been on your mind. And I've mentioned a couple of my topics, and I have another topic that's been on my mind as well. And the topic deals with the way that we are working and dealing with our children in the wake of all of these violent crimes and these situations that are going on with men, our black men, and also women. So we had a conversation the other day, and at this at the meeting, the conversation was very clear. Do we teach our boys and girls that are African-American differently than we do other nationalities, or do we raise them the same way as it relates to dealing with police officers and dealing with the way that we carry and conduct ourselves? And by and large, when it was all said and done, we believe that it's important to explain to your kids the proper way to act, and also to hold the law enforcement officers accountable for their behaviors. And it's just my dream and my hope that we get to a point where we're no longer being stereotyped and identified and grouped into one pocket, if you will, and realize that everyone is human and they should be treated that way, not as animals. So with that being said, that has been what's on my mind, and we have a couple of more callers that I want to go to this evening and find out what's on your mind. So as always, when I say the last 4 digits of your number, that means that I am speaking with you. So I'm going to go back to the phone lines, and this call will be 352 and a 2. 3522. Welcome to Checking In with Joanna, the show that's all about you. Do you have a comment or question to be on the show this evening?
I just wanted to state what was on my mind. What's on my mind is this FIFA conversation that they're having about rigging voting and selling their votes. Have you heard about that?
I've heard about the rigging voting, but the selling votes, I have not heard about that. So if that's on your mind, then feel free to talk about it. I'm sure some of our callers have heard about it. But for those of us who have not heard about the selling votes, what did you hear about that?
I was reading an article, and apparently there was a man from an African nation selling his vote. I believe one country was going to pay him $1 million for his vote, and then after that wasn't enough. Somebody came back to him and said, I'll pay you $10 million for your vote. So
wow.
I think this is where all hello?
I'm here.
Okay, so that's where all the controversy is coming in. And their indictments and everything, and they're like it's in the billions of dollars that could be trading hands. So I'm like, they said in the article that it's been happening before. So I'm like, if it's been happening before, you know it's happening. Why are you stopping now?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah,
they're probably stopping now because it's gotten to a point where it's become in the media, one, and also has gotten to a point where it's probably getting out of hand, and they figured that they might as well come clean, if you will, before something else happens, and so they figured that we might as well just come clean with everything, and that could be a reason why. But as you know, when elections come around, it has now become a really dog-eat-dog and really competitive, and people will do whatever is necessary to win, and that's rigging machines, not counting votes, selling votes, and you would think that at this day and age, none of that would go on, but obviously it still is.
So yeah, I'm not condoning it, and I'm not saying that it's right, but it was just on my mind, and I wanted to talk about it, so thanks.
Well, thank you. Well, Carla, that was what this show is about, What's on Your Mind Wednesday, and if it's on your mind, as I often say, then we want to talk about it, and we always come to an end on this show very quickly. People have been asking me, when are you going to do 2 hours and 3 hours? Right now, this is a one-hour show, and if you want to be part of this show, you have 2 weeks to get your letters in to us via email, email only. We're not going to take anything in the mail, and we're not going to take anything on Twitter or Facebook or any faxes. You can email us at joettaevents@yahoo.com. That's joettaevents@yahoo.com. You can talk about some ideas for the show, and most importantly, you can talk about why you would like to come on the show and talk about your business, your nonprofit, your organization, your products, and we get over 100,000 hits a month on the for the show, so this is a great time for you to come on, and I look forward to getting all of these emails, and we will narrow them down to 10 individuals who will have the opportunity to come on the show and to talk about their product. So I wanted to put that out there for you. And also, before I say good evening to all of you, I wanted to remind you to eliminate excuses, and that will be out on June 6th. So visit the website to find out more about eliminate excuses. And if you have a vision to equal victory, you have to eliminate your excuses, because when it's all said and done, you can't blame anyone else for your shortcomings. So make sure that you put the work in that's needed to be successful. And to eliminate your excuses will help you to be successful and to reach that dream and that goal that's been set out there for you. So I'd like to thank everyone for calling in. Brad Armstrong, agent, from his website is armstrongse.com. He did a great job in explaining what it is to have an organization, a company that has the athletes' best interests at stake, and that's what he's been able to do, and he has a passion, and you can hear it in his voice. So for those of you who want to contact Brad, feel free to do so. And as I always say, it doesn't matter what road we take. What matters most is what we become along the journey. Thank you for taking the journey along with me this evening on Checking In with Joetta, the show that's all about you. I look forward to speaking to all of you next week and having you on the show as we talk about things going on in society, in your household, and in your heart. As a four-time Olympian, a motivational speaker, and author, I know of making sure that we make a difference not only in our home but in the world. So that's what I'm trying to do with my foundation, with my product, is to make a difference. And with you taking the journey along with me, we all can make a difference. Remember to invest your money. Remember to find someone to help you do that. Don't get scammed on these different insurance scams that we have out there. Make sure that you vote. And also, if you are an athlete, find an agent to represent you so that you don't have to do it yourself. Again, I'm Madam Olympian, and thank you for checking in with Joetta.